surprise. Wait. Wait, hang on. It's just me. Yeah, it's me. Like I said, surprise? Oh, I got in through the back door to the garage. It was open. Okay, fine. You got me. You're right. You did lock up before you came to bed. You are so good at checking the whole house before you head upstairs to bed. All the lights are off. The coffee is ground for the morning. The doors are all locked. I bet you check your kids' rooms to make sure that they're safe and sound. You are such a good daddy. Such a good provider. I mean, you work so hard all the time. I'm dodging the question? Hang on. Okay, you did not leave the back door to the garage open. I just know where you keep the spare key to the door. Because I've seen you check that fake rock by the back door before. Well, take your pick. It could have been the time when you had to meet me in the backyard while the rest of the house was asleep. It must have been, what, like 1 a.m? You texted me that you, wanted to come down my throat. Remember that? I think those were your exact words. You texted, come over. I want to come down your throat, baby girl. And you remember what happened next, right? I came over 1 a.m. on a fucking school night, and I got out of bed and came right over here like a good little slut to do exactly what you asked me to. You know why? Because being your dirty little slut makes me so fucking wet. It makes me so hot knowing you want me on such a primal level that it doesn't matter what time it is or how wrong it is. It doesn't matter how young I am or that your fucking family is asleep. You want me. And when you do, you just fucking tell me. And I love that. I get so fucking wet when you tell me what you want me to do. When you tell me to drop what I'm doing and come to your backyard in the middle of the fucking night to suck your cock. You do remember what happened that night, right? 1 a.m, and I came over, just wearing a tiny flimsy pair of cotton sleep shorts and a thin, barely there tank top. I mean, thank God my parents didn't hear me sneak out. I came right over and met you in the backyard. And I didn't waste any time. Did I? I knew just what you wanted from me. And I was so eager to give it. I dropped to my knees. I pulled on your sweatpants. And I wrapped my hand around that big fucking daddy cock of yours. What? I'm just reminding you what happened that night. You seriously don't want me to touch your cock right now? Like I did that night? When I sank to my knees and started jerking you off? I couldn't even get my fucking hand around you. I never can. You're just so fucking big and thick. I stroked you and I looked up into your eyes. And I leaned in and wrapped my soft, wet, pouty pink glossed lips around your fat cock. And I was such a slut for your cock that night, wasn't I? I didn't give you a blowjob. I slurped on your big fat dick like a good little girl. I choked on you and took you into my throat. I moaned and whimpered and slobbered on your cock like a dirty teenage cock-sucking whore. Didn't I? I looked up into your eyes, standing in the shadow of the house as your family was sleeping in, and I took your huge cock balls deep in my little mouth. I slurped on your swollen head. I licked all down your shaft until you were hissing in pleasure. I sucked your big, heavy, cum-filled balls into my mouth and traced my tongue over them in that figure eight pattern that makes you lose your fucking mind. I looked up at you like a good girl and asked you to fuck my face like I knew you wanted to. And that's exactly what you did, isn't it? Right there in your suburban backyard, with your family asleep inside, you gripped my hair in your hands and you just fucked my pretty little mouth. Didn't you? You made me choke and slobber all over your fat cock until you came down my fucking throat. You let your deepest, darkest lust come out, and you sprayed your sticky sweet cum all down your kid's teenage babysitter's throat. So yeah, maybe that's when I saw where your spare key is. Because, like I said, it's not like you'd ever leave a door unlocked at night. You're so good at checking the whole house and making sure your kids are asleep and that the lights are off and all that. Such a good daddy. Such a good provider. Well, I'd say such a good husband too, but good husbands don't have pretty little teenage fuck toys on the side, do they? Oh, please. You don't really want me to leave. No, you don't. Say it again if you want, but we both know that's not true. After all the times I've come here at this hour? Well, duh, this is different. I know we're not in your backyard or the garage. I'm inside your house. Yes, I know I shouldn't be here. Yeah, I know she's sleeping right next to you. It's pretty fucked up, isn't it? That your 18-year-old babysitter is in your house, in your bedroom, kneeling next to your bed in the dark, telling you about a time I was such a good little cum-hungry slut for your big daddy cock, while your fucking wife is sleeping right next to you. It is, huh? Well, then tell me this. Then why are you so fucking hard right now, mister? Fuck! You are so fucking big. Holy shit. My little fingers don't even touch when they curl around your size. So fucking thick. So fat. So fucking big. You want me to stop? Why? All right, right, because she's lying there right next to you. How close is she in this big king-size bed? Oh, she's like right there next to you, isn't she? Your cock just pulsed a little when I said that. You're so bad. You're getting even harder knowing your fucking wife is right there while your teenage wet dream jerks off your big dick under the covers. Still mad I broke in? Oh, really? You don't think that was the time when I saw where your spare key is? When else then? Could it have been just last week? On Wednesday? Oh, you remember what I'm talking about. Your cock just got even harder, didn't it? It was late, but not that late. Your kids were asleep. You and your wife were making dinner or something, and I guess it was just something about stir fry that got you in the mood, wasn't it? Oh, I'm not complaining. Random stuff makes me crave you sometimes, too. And that's what happened, didn't it? You were cooking, and you just got that urge to push your big daddy cock between my lips and feel my soft little teenage tongue all over your balls. You wanted to bend me over and slide every fucking inch of that fat cock deep in my pretty baby girl pussy, didn't you? I knew exactly what it meant when you texted me, "Come over," even at that relatively early hour. That's why I wore that slutty little mini skirt with no panties. It's why I had that tank top on I know you love. The see-through one that hugs my firm, perky 18-year-old tits and makes my pink nipples stand out. You told your wife that you had to go fix the garage door opener. She fucking bought it, too. You walked into the backyard, and there I was, waiting for you like a good girl, kneeling on one of the lounge chairs by the pool. You walked right over, took your fat, throbbing cock out, and I just opened my mouth like an eager little whore. I slobbered all over your big daddy dick, didn't I? I slurped and sucked on you, and you reached over me and slid your hands down my back. Fuck! Your cock is so fucking hard in my hand. I love stroking you like this. Up and down, up and down. I can feel the pre-cum beating at your swollen head and dripping down your shaft. Shit, it's making my fingers all sticky and wet. Maybe I should clean them off. See? All clean. Now, where were we? Right. The backyard. You pushed your hand down and lifted my skirt, and you growled when you realized I didn't have panties on. You started to fuck my throat while you... Oh, what's that? Oh, yeah. I guess my hand is all wet now from licking your pre-cum off of it. What's the matter? Doesn't my hand feel even better stroking your big dick now that it's all slippery and wet? Up and down, making you feel so good. Oh, what? You don't want this because she's right there next to you? What? My hand being wet makes this different than when I was jerking off before? Because it feels so much better. Does that make it worse? I don't think so. Shh, just lie back. Lie back and let me make you feel good, Daddy. Yeah, that night outside, you fucked my hot, wet little mouth while you pushed your hand between my legs from behind. He stroked my smooth, slippery little pussy. Oh, you made me feel so good, Daddy. You made my little pussy so wet. What? Oh, it's because I'm touching myself right now. That's why I sound like that. I guess you can't see in the dark, but I'm just in those little thin sleep shorts with no panties right now. My hand is up under one of the leg openings, and I'm, oh I'm touching my little teenage pussy right now, Daddy, while I stroke your big dick. You tease my pussy so good that night. And oh fuck, Daddy, you did something else that night too, didn't you? You were so dirty that night. You fingered my pussy while I slobbered on your cock. And then you took your fingers out of my pussy and you pushed one of them right against my tight, tight little baby girl asshole. I gasped, but fuck, I wanted you to take whatever you wanted from me because I love being your little fuck toy. Your fingers were so wet from my pussy, and I was so fucking turned on with your big cock stretching out my pouty wet lips. You pushed a finger into my ass, and I moaned for you. I moaned all over your cock and pushed back to take your big finger up my ass. Shit, you got so hard when I did that. You fucking loved how eager I was. What a dirty little slut I was for you. I reached back and started to rub my little pussy while you fingered my ass and fucked my hot mouth. And you know what? I haven't told you this yet, but I saw your wife that night. No, just calm down. She didn't see me. I mean, can you imagine if she'd seen me that night? On my hands and knees in her favorite pool chair while she just lounges around all day while you work so hard with your cock balls deep in my throat and your fingers fucking my tight little teen asshole. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, that is so dirty. It's so wrong. But that night, I saw her. I looked past you across the dark backyard, and I saw her through the French doors inside the kitchen. She was drinking wine and looking at Facebook or whatever on her phone. She had no idea that just 50 feet away, her husband was getting his fat cock sucked and slobbered on by the teenage babysitter from up the street. It turned me on so much knowing that I was taking what was hers. But she does not appreciate this big cock, does she? Or you? You work so hard, Daddy, to get this big house and the nice cars and the pool. And she just lounges around all day, doesn't she? She does keep in shape. I'll give her that. I mean, I'd kill for a figure like hers when I'm in my mid-30s. But she doesn't let you have any fun with that body she works so hard to keep. Does she? She's too tired or too stressed with the kids. Or maybe she'd just fucking scroll through fucking Facebook at night instead of doing what she ought to be doing, which is worshiping this gorgeous big cock of yours. If I were your wife, Daddy, I would be making you come all fucking day, however you wanted. I'd be on my knees, tonguing your balls while I jerked your cock over my pretty face. I'd be bent over the kitchen island when you came home, ready for you to fuck my sweet little teen pussy. Or push your fat cock up my tight butthole. I looked at her that night while I swallowed your cock, and I came so fucking hard rubbing my pussy. I looked right at her when I came, knowing that I was taking what was hers. You felt me come and you growled. You pushed a second finger into my asshole, and I just started to come again. That put you over the edge, didn't it? You gripped my hair and you pushed your big daddy dick so deep in my throat. Your balls were twitching against my lips. and you just fucking emptied your balls down my throat. You blasted every drop of your cum into my teen tummy while you fingered my ass and while your fucking wife was right inside. Oh shit, baby, you're close, aren't you? All this dirty talk. My wet little hands stroking your big dick under the covers. Or is it that your wife is lying only inches away from you, sleeping and oblivious to the fact that your babysitter is jerking you off in your own fucking marriage bed? My back, daddy. That's it. Let me crawl under the covers.
Why?
Because I'm gonna swallow your fucking sticky cum while your wife is asleep 6 inches away from you. Fuck. Daddy, your cock is so fucking hard. And your pre-cum is so fucking sweet on my lips. I know, I need to be quiet. Wait, cover me with the blankets. Yeah, like that. Now, pull them up over your head, too. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna swallow your cock right here in your bed while your wife sleeps next to us. Look at her, baby. Turn and look at her while I suck your big fat daddy cock. She has no idea that I'm stealing her cock. But that's her fault for not appreciating what she has. It's her fault for neglecting you so much. But that's what I'm here for, daddy. I'm here to worship this cock since she won't. Lie back, look at your sleeping wife, and let your barely legal teenage babysitter slobber all over your cock like a dirty little slut. Fuck. You're so fucking hard. Your big cock is trembling like you're about to come. You wanna come, daddy? You want me to slurp on your fat head while my little hands cup your heavy balls? Let me tease them. Let me tease and tickle your big balls with my fingers. I'm gonna use my other hand to jerk you off into my hot little teenage mouth while I suck your head. Touch her. Fuck, I know you're gonna come soon, baby. But I want you to look at your wife, and I want you to touch her while I make you come. Take her hand in yours, or put your hand on her hip. I want you to touch skin. Better be gentle, though. We wouldn't want her to wake up, now would we? I want you to touch her body, but we both know if she wakes up, there's gonna be hell to pay. If she wakes up and finds me here under the covers, between your legs, sucking your big dick, she'll lose her shit, won't she? She'll probably file for divorce tonight. So touch her, baby, but don't wake her up. I can't tell with the covers up. Is she wearing a top? Is she even wearing anything? Put your hand on her ass or her tits. Oh, fuck. You can cup her pussy while she's sleeping. Touch her body. It's up to you how bold you want to be, but you better not wake her up. She'd be so furious if she caught us, if she knew you were about to blow your hot load all over my teenage tongue. Fuck. Fuck yeah, baby. You're gonna come, aren't you? I want you to come. Look at your sleeping wife and touch her while she sleeps. Put one hand on her and put the other on my head. Oh shit, yeah, just like that. Yeah. Touch her and grab my hair. Make me swallow your cock. I'm teasing your big heavy balls with one hand and jerking your fat daddy cock in the other. Come for me, baby. Blow your load into my throat. Give your barely legal teenage babysitter fuck toy all of your hot, yummy daddy cum. Come for me, baby. Come. Come, baby. Come for me. Come in your teenage fuck toy's greedy little homewrecking mouth while your wife sleeps 6 inches away. Come. Come, daddy, come, daddy, come. Fuck, Daddy, you came so much. You came so hard down my shit. Shit, that was close. She stirred and rolled over. I bet you almost had a heart attack, didn't you? No, you just lie back. I can let myself out. Oh, you want more, huh? Well, then maybe I'll have to come back over tomorrow night. Same time. With your wife right next to us. And maybe tomorrow we can do even more. It is so fucking hot teasing you and making you come so fucking hard with her right there asleep. Maybe tomorrow I can sneak in and fuck this big cock. Maybe tomorrow I'll sink this sweet, tight little baby girl pussy down every inch of your big daddy cock. And you can fuck the shit out of me right fucking next to your sleeping wife. You're so fucking bad. I fucking love it. Yeah. Good night, Daddy. Pleasant dreams.